So working for a community center yourself, how do you keep the kids engaged? You know, how do you convince them to, you know, come to some of these programs once they're back in the community and really stay involved that way?
Well, once it's a little bit more difficult once they've already reached the streets. But it is a trust, making certain that people understand who you are, that they recognize you. I've worked at the community center just for about 5-6 years now, formerly in healthcare. I work for the West End Neighborhood House. It's located in like the Little Italy section of Wilmington. And when it comes to our young people, I was a restorative justice coach, and I was helping some of our young people learn more about giving back to the community. After we dealt with young people who actually had some type of run-in with our justice system, and if they did not have their education, we were making certain that we provided that. But then there were other aspects. You had to have it more holistic and round it off. So we were doing lots of volunteer activities. We would deal with our food bank. We would go visit our elderly at the Emily Bissell. Like, we've always made certain that they got a chance to give back and see what positive aspects of giving back is instead of always taking.
And as a restorative justice coach, so I'm glad you mentioned that. I've heard from multiple people that that really is a best practice to not only address conflict, but maybe other behavioral issues going on, even in schools or youth programs.
You know, I was unable to do restorative justice as the actual model state. Like, I was not able to connect victims, you know, with the perpetrator, or however, you know, you would like to call that person. But I just wanted to make certain that the person who actually had gotten, who they were made aware of what type of incident happened and why they were, you know, had to be taken away for whatever crime. They understood that, but then it's like, now you can do something positive. Let's counteract that. Let's do something positive, and let's see where that goes. And just not just having people do cleanups. We understand it's actually a great thing to make certain that your street looks nice. But, you know, sometimes that manual labor makes them feel like, oh, all you have me out here doing is just like, you know, sweating. What am I learning from this? But to actually put not only your hands on something, but your heart on it, let them know that these lunches that you're creating are feeding the kids that go to the parks in the afternoon. You know, just by going to play checkers with the elderly, not checkers, it was bingo. Those are residents of Emily Bissell. They could not wait for our Thursdays to come around for all the young people to be excited for bingo. Like, they brought up the activity level, the enjoyment of it. So these are just things, just making certain that other people shine, having someone else laugh. And I think they really enjoyed it. I still run into some of the young people that I work with. We've had, at that program, we had 61 individuals get their GED during that 2-year period. We were very pleased with our outcome, you know.